It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. On Tuesday, Election Day, it'll all be over. With me this morning to discuss what to expect next week is Associated Press political reporter Catherine Lucey. Catherine, the national dialogue seems to expect gains for Republicans in the U.S. Senate, and one of those seats that could determine which party holds the majority is Iowa's open Senate race between Democrat Bruce Braley and Republican Joni Ernst. What are they doing in these last few days?
This race is razor thin, Clay, and both candidates are doing everything they can to get out the vote between now and Tuesday, touring the state. They are both bringing in big name surrogates, holding rallies. They are really trying to leave no vote hanging out there if they can help it.
Now, one of the big stories this year has just been how much Republicans are getting out the vote, stressing early voting, knocking more doors. In a midterm, it's common for Republicans to do better. Does this give them an advantage?
This has been a tricky thing to figure out, honestly. The Republicans certainly have made a lot more effort this year to get people to vote early, which is something they have not done in past years. They say this is evidence that they're in a very strong position going into Election Day. Now, Democrats, who have been doing early voting programs for many more cycles in a serious way, they say that they are running a more sophisticated effort and that they are doing a better job of getting people who might not otherwise vote in a midterm to come out, as well as, you know, independents to come out. So it's really going to be hard to tell, honestly, until, you know, we see the election results.
And one thing that's been keeping you busy is chasing many of these surrogates around the state. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, seen to be a potential 2016 presidential candidate. Former presidential candidate John McCain, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, they've all been here. What are these surrogates doing for the campaigns and the parties?
Sure. I mean, at this point, it's really not who's coming to Iowa. It's more who hasn't come to Iowa on both sides of the aisle. You know, these visits do a lot of things. They help with fundraising. They help boost enthusiasm for these races. They help get the base excited. They help get people excited to do volunteer events. Certainly for the folks who are looking to run in potentially to run for president in 2016, you know, that they enjoy being in Iowa, too, for, you know, because Iowa is an early voting state. I mean, Chris Christie, the New Jersey governor, is here again this week doing an event for Governor Terry Branstad, who certainly doesn't need another event. He's, you know, he's cruising to victory, but, you know, Christie wants to be helpful and, you know, he may end up running for president.
Now, you bring up the governor's race. It's a bit lopsided. The Democratic candidate, Des Moines State Senator Jack Hatch, wasn't even running ads there for a while. How does Iowa have such a statewide race that's so competitive like the Senate race and then have a governor's race that's not? Is that just the power of incumbency in the state?
It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, I think that's probably a big part of it. You know, Governor Branstad is a five-term governor. He's running for a sixth term. He's quite popular. He's very well funded and, like most places, you know, greatly favors incumbents. And Jack Hatch came in with a deficit. He didn't have good statewide name ID. He didn't have the same kind of fundraising. And he really just hasn't caught on. In contrast, the Senate race, it's the first time there's been an open Senate seat in Iowa in decades. And given how the efforts nationally by Republicans to take back the Senate and Democrats trying to hold the Senate, I think it was always clear that this was going to be a hyper-competitive race.
And speaking of open seats, two of the state's four congressional seats are open, and Republicans could pick up gains here, too, theoretically.
Theoretically, yes. I mean, right now, the four-member, you know, House delegation from Iowa is evenly split. You have two seats open. In the 3rd Congressional District, which includes Des Moines, it's very evenly divided between the parties. It's currently hard to say, you know, who's going to win there. In the 1st Congressional District, which is still held by Congressman Braley, who's running for Senate, Democrats definitely have a registration advantage there. So it's seen as a seat they should be able to hold. But Republicans have been pumping a ton of money and surrogates and effort into that seat. So that suggests to me that they see a path to victory.
Catherine Lucey is a political reporter for the Associated Press. Catherine, thank you.
Great to be here.